dinosaur that has nothing to do with kookaburras.
What's your name?
Ray Steinberg.
What's your name?
I'm Alex McKenzie.
Ray and Alex are good friends of mine. If they sound a little unusual, well, they are. One day, Ray told me she and Alex were going on an emoji diet. For a month, they would eat only foods that appeared as emojis. I didn't totally understand how that would work, but I was immediately enthusiastic to learn more about this ridiculous undertaking. Ray and Alex were 3 weeks into their month-long diet when they had me over for dinner.
We're here having this dinner because once upon a time I said, "Hey, Alex, we should try eating emojis for a week." And he said, "You want to do a month?" And I said, "Okay." So people's initial reactions are kind of like, "Oh, weird, cool."
When Ray and Alex tell someone about their diet, that person often pulls out their phone and starts looking through the emoji keyboard.
Most people do go to the animal section and be like, "Oh, there's cow, you can eat beef. There's a pig, you can eat pork." But that just goes back to when we had our rule discussion night and decided those were only fair game if we started with them in their original form. The more questions they ask, I think the more interested they get. Just realizing that this has been an all day, every day mental, emotional commitment, which is what a diet is, really. If you're trying to change your eating habits, it consumes you, really.
This is nothing like a normal diet. There are tons of fruits and veggies, sure, but there's also cheeseburger, pizza, French fries, and about a dozen or so sweets.
People just get really confused because they get stuck on that word diet. Think of it as an eating prompt, like an art prompt or a writing prompt. And in that, there's these set of restrictions, but then you're also given some creative liberty to make it your own.
So you guys got apple salad going on, chicken in the oven, coconut panko shrimp,
some lemon zest.
Alright, so you see this really nice thin. We've got these nice thin apple coils, and we will be adding whole basil leaves, and that is the closest thing to a salad that you can get from the emoji menu. The dressing is going to be a honey, lemon, basil, and salt.
And so tell me about the salt.
So we had a revelation one day that although there is not a salt emoji, there is an ocean wave emoji. So we took that as a creative liberty, drove down 4 hours to the beach, and collected some ocean.
They boiled the salt water down to a whitish slurry, and then they spread it out in a pan. Then they baked off the rest of the moisture. 10 gallons of ocean wave ended up as 2 cups of powdery, algae-scented sea salt.
This has been the thing that's actually interested me the most in this whole diet. I really don't know anybody other than Ray and I that have made salt.
Ray and Alex did a ton of research about salt distillation, about seawater safety. They also researched the emoji system itself. They printed off a list of emoji with their official titles from emojipedia.com. Ray and Alex were super inventive through the diet. In addition to salt, they made their own strawberry basil jam. They squeezed and fermented apple cider vinegar, and they made their own chestnut butter.
It worked well in a split. Sorry.
What is that?
Our song.
That's our song.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't
mind.
Yeah, so get this. Their song, as a couple, is an Usher song about a stripper.
Usher, baby.
They kept breaking into it the whole night.
Shawty, I don't mind.
This is the kind of thing I just deeply appreciate about these guys. Don't get me wrong, the song is totally misogynistic, but the fact that it's absurd as a couple's song is what makes it perfect for Ray and Alex. This is what's most unique about them as a couple. This absurd sense of humor, this willingness to color outside the lines. It's why they started the emoji diet in the first place. At one point, I asked Ray and Alex to tell me about the most difficult moments of the diet, the times when they were closest to quitting.
I had just gone on a trip to Knoxville with my family and going somewhere and being with people who are not on your diet, having a hard time finding things that were on your diet, and it was just like, oh man, this is gonna suck.
There's been days where I've had work and school and like absolutely no time to cook anything. So I serve, so you're just on your feet running around. And so I think that's been what's been really like the hardest parts for me is when I'm at work for 7 hours and my only options are to order a pizza there or a burger. I lost weight like the first week and then plateaued like 2 pounds down. And I think it's because I wind up having to eat a lot more pizza and burgers.
So this is how they would keep track of their diet. They'd Snapchat their meal, and they'd superimpose the emojis for each ingredient on the photo. They'd post those images to their public Snapchat story. So Alex and Ray watched each other's eating habits in real time.
When you hear or see that the other one's having a hard time, do you feel guilty, or do you chuckle?
Well, I don't chuckle, but I've definitely felt guilty when I just see her post like banana, apple, banana, coffee, banana, and then like, I don't know, maybe a glass of milk at night. And then that day I made like this fried shrimp and, you know, some of this rice we're about to have, where I just spent like the day cooking, and I see that she's just going from place to place trying to survive on like individual pieces of fruit. So actually, yes, I have felt guilty about that before. I have.
We spent a lot of time that first week definitely calling each other and being like, what do you think about this? This is like that, right? We can do that. So the first week was kind of a lot of developing consensus.
I remember one heated thing that
it progressively got hotter, I should say. The first week, there's an emoji called tangerine. And there's three ways to look at an emoji. One, its title. Two, how you define it, or three, how other people interpret it.
Because I think a lot of people use the tangerine emoji as an orange. Actually, I thought it was an orange. So Ray was like, we should be able to have oranges. And I was like, well, it says tangerine, and I feel like we should only have tangerines. And so for the first week, I kind of kept my foot down, like, no, we can only have tangerines. And eventually, I think she said, I'm gonna break up with you because you won't let me have oranges. So
I thought it was still wrong. I haven't had anything, because I thought you never said we could have oranges.
Remember I brought you that orange the other night?
I thought you were being cheeky.
I was conceding to you.
That was permission to eat oranges?
That was permission to eat. I ate an orange.
Oh my god. I specifically didn't buy oranges today because I couldn't find tangerines. The closest I could find was tangelos.
I first interviewed Ray and Alex in the middle of their diet in April. I talked with them recently to find out what they're doing now and how they've been digesting the whole experience.
I think we took about a month off. We needed like some space to eat other food. I think my biggest takeaway has been a renewed love for cooking.
Ray and Alex have been compiling a cookbook to share what they've learned from their diet. Their rules, the recipes, they're going back through journals where they kept track of every meal. They find the dishes they liked and recreate them with kitchen measurements. They record the proportions and shoot studio quality photos of each dish.
Do you guys secretly hope that millions of people will start eating the emoji diet? That people will actually start doing the emoji diet on their own?
I kind of think that I'm going to say yes, but more broadly than like the emoji diet. I think it's just something that we don't do very often is commit to projects. It's been kind of this constant source of entertainment and experimentation and creativity. So it's just kind of this shared experience that's more than just going out on a date.
I also think there's something about the way Ray and Alex approach problems with humor and creativity. They communicate well, and they're willing to compromise. So while they've taken this diet seriously, they don't take themselves too seriously.
They be looking, but they can't touch a shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing
what you do.